Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I had some real folk in the house tonight who say, I don't always feel like lifting my hand. I want to teach you a real simple song tonight. My brother, Elder Eugene Brown, is going to sing it for us. Simply says,
we all have the sacrifice of praise.
Tonight,
Lord,
you're so worthy. without any outside stimulus. We offer
good evening, everybody. We welcome you tonight to Women Speak Now. I am the host, Prophet Lisa Harris. Amen. We first give honor to the Spirit of God, who is the head of our life on tonight. Amen. We give honor to our Pastor E. Amen, who is the great man of God, that he allowed the women to come together on Thursday night. Amen. So we're going to go into a quick prayer, jump right into the Word of God on tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we call before your presence tonight. Just want to say thank you. We thank you for another opportunity that you have. Magnify your name on tonight. We come to exalt your name on tonight. Father God, we come to say, Lord, we thank you for all your men and blessing all your men and benefits. Father God, we thank you for one more opportunity that you allow us to come together on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, we just embrace your presence on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify. We exalt your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, speak to my lips of prayer tonight that you will help your way on this line tonight. Amen. And Father God, I be so very careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. We just want to thank God for one more opportunity that he allowed us to be together. This will be my last Thursday night speaking, amen, in 2020. Amen. We're getting to cross over into 2021. We should be expecting some great and mighty things. We should have some things that we have put present before God. Even though we get waiting on things to manifest, so we should already have the vision. We should already be preparing what we're going to do. Amen. We'll have to wait till 2021 come in. Be prepared now. Amen. There's a word on the Lord of tonight. I begin to speak the Lord and just meditate on his goodness of the Lord. The Lord said tonight, talking about the power of God. Amen. What an awesome word on tonight. Talking about the power of God on tonight. Amen. So we're going to jump right into this word on tonight. And we're going to see what the Word of God is saying. We know the only way that we really have power is through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, we shall be endued with power from on high. Amen. Let's go into Acts 1 and verse 8. Amen. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. You shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaritan, and unto all the utmost part of the earth. Now it says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. So you can't have power until you receive the Holy Ghost, according to the Word of God in Acts 1 and 8. So how do we receive the Holy Ghost? It's caring. It's a gift that we ask God for. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with your Spirit. When we ask God to fill with the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God, we have to first believe. We must first have faith. We must first know that, God, I'm asking you, this is a gift. Now, you cannot have power until you have received the Holy Ghost. It's come upon you. So Jesus saying there's no other way around it. There's no other way to get through it. You got to have the Holy Ghost to have power. And the Holy Ghost is a keeping power. Come on, somebody. When we want to say stuff, we want to do something, it will keep us, amen. It will tell us don't say it. It'll say don't go left, go right. It'll say don't do the stupid, but you have to listen to the still voice, amen. So tonight it's saying we need the power of the Holy Ghost, whatever we need in the kingdom of God, people of God on tonight. You must have the Holy Ghost. Amen. It'll lead you. It'll guide you. Come on, somebody. It'll keep you. It'll make you make the right decision when we want to do the wrong thing. We want to say the wrong thing. We don't practice. Oh, I got to get him. I got to get her. And the Holy Spirit will say, no. He said, the battle belongs to me. But this is my says the Lord. So tonight, we must have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, people of God, I'm a true witness. Many times I have said I won't do certain things, you know, and in my mind, I said I was going to do it because I felt like it was right. But the Holy Ghost says, you can't do it. Because he said, count the cost and count the consequences that you're going to have to pay after you do certain things. So we have time to think about things first. But tonight, people of God, we all need the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we need to go back and get a refilling. Come on, somebody. We need to go back and get a rebaptism. Amen. We can never get enough of being filled with the Holy Spirit on tonight. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not just a loss of talking. It is about being about our Father's business. Amen. So the power of God on tonight, although you get the power of God, you must receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the same thing. Now, how I got it, I had to tarry. Back in the older days, you know, now to go to the altar, now the pastor normally was off and lay hands on her and say, you want the Holy Spirit? And you say, yes, okay. He says, this is what he'll say. You got it. But I had to tarry, sit in a chair and tarry for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours until one of the mothers say, you're almost there, baby. You're almost there. And in my mind, I was saying, how much longer I've got to go before I get there? But you know what? I was so desperate. I was saved, but I wanted more than just being saved. I know there was something missing in my life. At the time, I didn't know what it was. So one of the mothers said, have you ever thought about receiving the Holy Ghost? And I'm like, yes. She said, well, if you want it, be here today at 12 p.m. We're going to tarry with you. I never heard of tarrying before. But I was just wanting it because I know I said, God, there's got to be something more for me than for me just to be saved. You know, I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was seeking God. But I had no one to guide me. So I went to this church on for noonday prayer one day. And she said, do you want to see the Holy Spirit? And I said, yes, ma'am. And so as I began to tarry for the Holy Spirit, and I know I heard my tongue begin to make a different kind of language, I still didn't know that's what it's just a sign. We've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and our tongues began to make a different sound and began to just, you know, speak a different kind of tongues and languages and everything. But she said, keep on, keep on. You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. So as I kept on tearing, I finally got there. So, you know, I finally got there. You know, it took a little while, but I got there. So I thank God tonight for me having the Holy Ghost, and I got it. I got it the way that all people got it. Like I said, I didn't go up no person lay hands on me. Normally we're all, and then he said, oh, you got it. No, I didn't get it like that, y'all. Come on, somebody. I didn't get the popcorn, Holy Ghost. Come on. I didn't get the put in the oven. I had to tarry. But I thank God because tarrying is the thing that had God make us wait on certain things. Come on, somebody. He said, tarry, endure, until you be filled with power. What he said in the upper room, come on, somebody, they came together. And he said they was all filled, and they all began speaking different kind of languages of tongues. If we ever want to still move with God, people for God, come together in unity. If we can ever get the body of Christ to come together in unity, think about the power of God on fire. The power of God will fill the place. The power of God, the glory will fall in the house of God. But we have to come together in unity. It says in the word of God, say, I wish my people would come together and unite together. Unite. That means we come together. Come on, somebody. I'm clearing my mind. I'm clearing my heart, clearing my spirit. I want to come together with whoever said come together with them. I want to clear my mind. I'm coming to reunite. We unite with you. Because the Bible says if we can all come in unity, ooh, my God, people think about that. Damn. If we come in unity, we will be so many people will be saved, delivered, set free, healed, and miracles, signs, and wonder. But we got to come together as one then. But we all need the Holy Ghost. They need the Holy Ghost. It's a teaching. Come on, somebody. When you want to go out and do certain things, when you want a certain thing, you want to go to a place, the Holy Ghost say, don't go. Because the enemy got a trap, got a snare, he got pit lies for you. Now, Holy Ghost speak to us. Do we always obey the Holy Ghost? No. Come on, somebody. Are we always obedient to the Holy Spirit? No. Sometimes he speak to us. Sometimes we still going our own way. Come on, somebody. And God has allowed us to go through some things because we were disobedient. He said, I told you not to go there, but you did. Amen. And it says, for the word of God is quickly, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the sunder of soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discernment of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Talk about the power of God. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Be on your guard. Stand firm in faith. You cannot receive the Holy Ghost if you don't have faith. If you don't believe I'm going to receive the Holy Spirit, you're not going to get it. Come on, somebody. You got to have faith. Tonight, I'm going to service tonight. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. I'm going to get filled. I'm going to get the fire. I'm going to get my joy back. I'm going to get my peace back. Whatever I need tonight, I have faith. I believe God. I ain't going to let nothing block me. No distraction. I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to seek the face of God. I'm going to be on God. I'm going to be on alert. And I'm going to destiny. Have the faith. Come on, somebody. It's faith, courage. Be strong. The sword of the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet. Ooh. Now, you know, death is tough. And if I just put our phone out of our car, so what's going to happen? It's going to most times going to be told out. A deer is tough. Now, he said he's going to give us feet up like a deer. Oh, my God. He enabled me to tread upon the height, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. What is the power? You've got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power. It's a keeping. Come on, somebody. We all need the Holy Ghost. Like I said again, sometimes we need to go back and get a refill. Come on. We can never, ever get enough Holy Ghost that we don't think that we have a right to play, that we don't need a refill. Come on. You need a refill. You need some new tongue. Because sometimes I'm saying old tongue, it's not getting the work done. So we need to go back and say, God, fill me again. Come on, somebody. I feel myself slipping. I feel myself might want to go back and do the old thing. I need to go back to the altar. Come on, somebody. Go to the altar. Go in the upper room and wait and tarry until you be revealed with power from on high. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God tonight. St. Matthew 22 and 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do error. Woo! Uh-oh. Now, see? We could all say we have error somewhere in our life. But when we error, don't have pride. Come on. Don't have pride. Don't have a Holy Spirit. Just say, Sister Bevel, I want you to go to God. I said, God, I error. God, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have did that. See, if you be real with God, he'll be real with you. It said right here in St. Matthew 22 and 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do error. Uh-oh. Now he's saying it. Ye do error. Not knowing the scripture. That's an S on it. More than one scripture, right? Not the power of God. Make a mistake and recognize. Whoop. Make a mistake and recognize. The mistake is I was wrong, sister. I was wrong, brother. I was wrong, whoever it is. You got to recognize I was in error. Mm-mm-mm. Not knowing the scripture. Come on, what did the Bible say? Lean not to thy own understanding. It's the trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. All our ways, if we acknowledge God, he will direct our path. So if we lean not to our own understanding, if we trust God for the scripture, it says right here, he said, we do error, not knowing the scripture. Come on. How can you preach that you've been sent? How have you been sent? Let a preacher, a pastor release you to go out. Somebody had to release you to go out. So that's why so many pastors and preachers and apostles and prophets is in error, because they went out and nobody sent them. Or either they didn't wait. Come on, somebody. You see, sometimes because God calls to be a pastor, apostle, bishop, it don't mean that you go out and get a ministry right away. You need to be seeking God for some direction, because you don't want to error. Not only you going to error, but whoever's following you, guess what? They're going to error too. Because how are they error too? Not knowing the scripture. Oh, woo, hallelujah. The Bible says follow man as he follow Christ. Come on, somebody. If you married your husband, know as he's following Christ, living for Christ, you follow him. If your husband stop following Christ, you better quicken. You better say, oh, baby, I love you. But I ain't going that way. Now, I understand. Now you don't win an error. But, baby, I'm going to help you get you back into a place. But do you want them to get back in that place? Because they say not know the scripture. When you know the word of God in you, come on, somebody. The word of God, they will lead you. It'll guide you to all truth. That's why you got to know the word of God for yourself. Come on, somebody. He says, sheep. No more force and a stranger, they will not follow. Come on, somebody. You need to know the voice of God for yourself. The Bible says if it's possible that they elect will be deceived. False prophets coming in the land. Come on, somebody. You better know the prophet by the fruit, by the seed. And you need to do a background check, them children, and say, who is your overseer? Come on, somebody. Who is your preacher? Who is your pastor? Who covering you? People saying, nah, I don't need a different one covering. I don't need a pastor. Oh, God's my stuff. God's my cover. In Jeremiah, I think Jeremiah says, I will give you a pastor after my own heart. So why did he say that if we don't need a pastor? Woo, that's good right here, y'all. My God is lying. And we have to admit, we made a mistake. Recognize it quickly. Repent. God, I went in error. God, I should have said what I said to the people of God. That was not you. That was my flesh. That was my emotion speaking. You did not tell me to tell people that. But don't be afraid to come back to the conference and listen to people of God. On the other night, I stopped and I said something, and I was in error. I'm asking y'all, would y'all forgive me? Reason why I went in error, I did not read the scripture. I did not study the scripture. I did not do the word of God say. Because right here, Matthew 22:29, and it's saying you're going to go in error not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. Holy Ghost will lead you, guide you with all truth. The Holy Ghost will tell us, don't say it. It ain't time to go. It ain't time to do it. Come on. The Holy Ghost will let us know if it's time for us to go someplace. Come on, somebody. That's why you need to be praying, seeking God before you connect with any and everybody. Come on, somebody. Then follow me as I follow Christ. You need to check out the fruit. Oh, my God. Check out the fruit. Check out the spirit. And see what kind of seed is growing on their tree. Ooh, my God. This is a year right here where we got oranges. We got grapefruit. We got tangerine. We got lemons growing. This is the season that we be fruitful and multiply. This real good right here. That's why you got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling people of God tonight. I don't know about you. I'm asking God, Lord, help me. I don't want to go in error, God. I don't want nobody's blood to be required on my hand. So that's why people got me. Before we say anything, so we do anything, we release the word, you need to pray, you need to seek God and say, God, it's a time for me to release this word to whoever it is. Don't be quicker to release the word and get a pat on your back. Come on, somebody. You better know that God has told you to release the word. Because when God told you to get a word to whoever it is, he already got them in a place to be able to receive the word. So what you're saying, they wasn't enough to bring them the word. They in a place, they in position to receive the word. The only thing we got to do is just listen to the voice of God and seek God. God, when shall I release this word? You show me the vision, Pastor E, Minister Perry, Minister Carroll, in Virginia. But I'm only to seek you first. God, when do I need to release this word to them? Don't be anxious. Don't be eager. Release the word. He says, seek me first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these fucking things shall be added unto you. When the last time we seek first the kingdom? Think about it. When the last time we prayed the kingdom of God, and then we waited until he gave us our answer. Can we be real? Some of us go out there and pray. We don't wait until God gives us our answer. We get up. We don't give God a chance to even say anything to us, speak us back on. We do a lot of talking. Sometimes God say, when I'm going to talk? When you going to give me a chance? When you going to give me a chance to speak? When you going to give me an opportunity to bring forth the word? But see, we always talking.
Amen. It seems like we have lost connection. Hope everybody can hear me out there. Yes, the Lord is moving through here. The woman of God was going forward. Woman of God, we can't hear you. It seemed like you dropped some kind of way. Come on, I need my prayer warriors to pray. I need us to stand in agreement. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Pastor?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There you go.
Thank you. Amen. I apologize for that. Whatever took place. Amen. I apologize for that. I'm going to go back again. St. Luke 1:35. Amen. I apologize for whatever happened. Amen. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the high shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that the holy thing where to be born, thee shall be called the Son of God. Now we all know we got to be real. And then in the natural, we know that none of us will believe that this can really happen. But it happened. It took place. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. So in other words, he telling her, this was going to happen, Mary. Come on. And he said, you shall receive a son of God. But do we believe that can happen to us today? Come on. See, what walked by then can still be today. But it's according to our faith, according to our belief. I don't know about you all, but I have my own personal angel that I be sending out. I be dispatching him to go to the four corners of the earth, going through this. We got Micah, the war onion. We got the arch onion. Come on. We got Gabriel. We all should have our own personal angel that we begin to release and to be able to go out on assignment. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for the word of God on tonight. God is so good. Amen. We see us talking about the Holy Ghost. We see us talking about the power of God on tonight. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in the word, but in the power. Yeah. For the kingdom of God is not in the word, but in the power. Oh, my God. See, power is the Holy Ghost. When you open up your mouth, begin to decree and declare, then come on, the power of God will flow through our mouth. People will feel the power. They'll feel the anointing. They'll feel the glory. They're going to say, oh, my God, the power of God. Not in the word, but in the power. Come on, somebody, demonstrate yourself. The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. If any signs and wonders follow us tonight, come on, somebody. The Bible says signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. We say we are chosen. We've been ordained by God. We qualified, specified, purified. Why ain't no signs and wonders following you? Come on, somebody. We need to check ourselves and say, God, I've been doing this for a long time, but ain't no signs and wonders following me. I don't have no fruit. Come on. I'm not bearing. Woo. If you ain't bearing no fruit, you need to check out and see who is your head. Who is your covenant? If your head ain't bearing no fruit, baby, you ain't going to bear no fruit. Come on. Because the Bible says the anointing flow from the head on down. So you need to make sure that you connect them to the right person. If your leader, your pastor, your apostle, your official, your overseer, I don't care, the archbishop, if there's no fruit growing on his tree, if he ain't bearing no fruit, you better check yourself and say, God, am I connected? I'm upon the right covenant because I know fruit growing here. Come on. talking about you bearing fruit and your pastor ain't bearing no fruit. Something wrong. Ooh, my God, tonight, hallelujah. I'm telling these people of God, you better check yourself quickly before you wreck yourself. You better make sure that you are connected to the right pastor. Your pastor supposed to be bearing fruit. What kind of fruit bearing in your ministry? Come on. Oh, my God. Is it in the oranges, in the apples, is anything growing? Where the fruit set? Where's the harvest? You hear the word of God says the harvest are plentiful, but the labor of fruit. We know what comes on, Father. We got to use wisdom. We got to be wild. We can't go where we want to go, but you still can go certain places, and you should have assignment every day, every week, every month. I'm going to go witness to 7 people, 12 people, 10 people. You should not allow, don't let coronavirus put you in a handicap. Come on, come on. Don't you let coronavirus put you in prison, that you be afraid to go out and do what God told you to do. God say, I'm with you. Emmanuel say, what? God is with us. We should not be afraid to go witness to the people of God. Come on. You can still wear your mask, wear your gloves, wear your shield, but do not let coronavirus handicap you. Oh, my God. My. Don't lie to put you in a corner, back up against the wall, that you're so afraid to do what God told you to do. You want to tell God, I can't go out there. I'm scared to go out there. Oh, how you going to tell God you're scared to go somewhere when God say, I call you? Who he calls, he justified. Come on, somebody. I don't understand why we alive. We Holy Ghost fear people. It's the people that live in fear. We will not do what God told us to do because we is afraid to go out. But the word of God, we go to the word of God right now. And first, hold on 1 minute. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 1:7. Let's see what he's talking about. People walking around in fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given up the spirit of fear, but a power, a love, and a sound mind. Now here goes Timothy saying. He said, God has not given up. And I hear him say Lisa. Hear say Pastor Hamilton. He said, God has not given up a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Now we got to do what God told us to do. How can we say that we got the Holy Ghost and we walk around in fear? We walk around and we don't believe what God is saying because we got fear upon us. God say right here, he has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is of the enemy. Fear will handicap you. Fear will cripple you. Fear will cause you to think you're saying something. Fear will cause you to think somebody after you when ain't nobody after you. Fear will cause you to be in bondage. Fear will cause you not want to go places and do things. Fear is very dangerous, and fear is very powerful. We got to be careful when we allow fear to grip us, cause us to be thinking the wrong thing. He said right here, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power. What's the power? The Holy Ghost. Now, we read in the beginning, it says, once we receive the Holy Ghost, the power of God should come upon us. Now, we read that at the beginning. So, if we got the Holy Ghost, we got power. We got authority. We should not be walking around here in fear. Now we can't say it came from God. Because right here, we just read in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. He said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. All of this ties together. So why are we allowing ourselves to be in a box? Why are we allowing to handicap us, paralyze us, cripple us, till we can't even do what God has told us? So you come on, somebody. We got to check out the people of God. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need a refilling. We need a rebaptism. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to be the first one to say, I want to get baptized again. I ain't got baptized in a long time. I don't mind going down in the water again. Come on. They're supposed to take me to the water. I don't mind taking me to the water. I don't mind caring again. I don't mind getting refilled again. I'm not the one to say, oh, I don't need no refilling. No, baby. I need a refilling because sometimes I might think the wrong way. Come on, I might say the wrong thing. Come on. But he said every action is not a reaction. So tonight, people of God, we need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to be refilled daily. When we go down in prayer, we should say, God, fill me again. God, I feel myself getting a little low in my spirit. I feel myself getting a little low, God. I need a refilling, God, because I feel I don't want the wisdom, the knowledge. So, God, I need to be refilled again. Come on. And he said, if you ask God for anything in his name, then he said he'll give it to us. Come on, somebody. That's why he said, seek, and you shall find. He said, knock, and the door shall be open. So if you want the Holy Ghost, seek God for the Holy Ghost. If you want the power of God, seek God for the power of God. He said, seek and you shall find. Knock and doors shall be open. There's no way. He said, possibility. Whatever you need tonight, you got to have the Holy Ghost. Come on. The power. Oh, my God. The power, the anointing, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the consuming fire, like Jeremiah said, just like fire, shut in my bones. We need the fire. We need to go to the consuming fire. Go to the refining fire tonight. We need something to be burned up by. We need to be detoxed in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the power. We need the spirit. We need the anointing. We need the glory, God. Come on, somebody. We need all of this looking together. Do not look around and say, people of God, don't you feel your enemies. Don't you feel the devil. Don't you feel no demon, no witches and warlocks, no Jezebel. Come on. The world will last and no weapon form against you. The Bible says, come on, not a witch to live. Ah, my God. You don't got to be no further, no witchcraft, no social spirit, black magic, burning camp. He said, I'm going to give you power. Put up on surface. Ah! He said, he'll give us power. That we can trade up in and dead the serpent. And it will not hurt. It will not harm us. Come on. Now, you can't do that. If you ain't got no power, if you don't trust God, how you going to say, God, you said you gave me power to head up on the serpent, head up on the line. Yeah, but did you got the power? Now you're not. This is what the word of God say. 2 Luke 10:19, check this out. This is what Jesus said tonight. This is my closing. 2 Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, ah, my debut horse on that. Ooh, ah, my God, I feel the power of God. Hey, God, my soul, Baba, Sidney, I'm mine. Talking about the power, how it happened, quick again. Behold, I've given you power to trade up a serpent, snake, serpent, scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Come on. Jesus said, behold, oh, my God, I've given you power. He said, I've given you power. Do you want the power? Who's going to give you the power? Come on, what you going to do with it? Come on, come on. He said, behold, I've given you power. Pray for serpent. Woo, serpent. And scorpion. And over all the power of the enemy. So you tell me tonight, it don't matter what kind of do to me. God said, I gave you all power. To trade upon serpent, scorpion, over all the power of the enemy. Enemy. And nothing shall by enemy hurt you. That's it right there. See, now you ain't got to be afraid no more. Come on. Walk in your authority. Walk in the power. Walk in the anointing. Walk in the fire. Walk in the glory of God and say, God, you said in 2 Timothy 10:19, I'm going to stand on your word. You said, behold, I've given you power to lead be hard giving you power. You got power to speak stuff into existence. You got power to lay hand on the cancer, command cancer to dry up. You got power over high blood pressure, over diabetes. Come on, you got power over coronavirus. Coronavirus, you will not touch me. Coronavirus, you will not come and die the dwelling place. Psalms 91 says he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Nothing shall come in your dwelling place. Why? Because Jesus said, behold, I give you power. Woo! What is the power? Nothing but the Holy Ghost. The power of God, it come to quicken you. It come to cut you. It come to put us in check. Come on, somebody. We need the Holy Ghost tonight. The Holy Ghost was crucified with flesh. Oh, that's a whole other purpose right there now. We want to talk about that flesh. We get the Holy Ghost, it looks like you can't do that no more. Come on. Got to tell John, George, you got to go home. Come on. But do we do that? Think about that. Sometimes we just allow anything to go on. But you say, I've been anointed. I've been appointed. I've been ordained. I've been anointed. I've been ordained. I've been appointed by God, and I have the Holy Ghost. So guess what? I'm gonna use my authority. So tonight, people of God, we should all be ready to rise up to another dimension in the kingdom of God. How long is gonna stay level to level? How long are you gonna stay in the same place? Come on. He says go from glory to glory, face to face. So how long are we gonna allow anything to keep us from entering to the kingdom of God? The word of God says, he's given you power. He's given you power. He said, you ain't got to ask for it. Ah! Jesus said, behold, I've given you power. So he's saying, what's going to be the power I gave for you? Don't keep asking me for more power, more power, more power, more anointing, more spirit. He said, for what? You're not using what I already gave you. You got to empty out in order for God to put more in you. God is going to keep filling us up, and we is not empty. Come on. When our cars get up or empty on gas, what we do? Go to the service station, we put more gas in our car. So same thing, we can't keep coming to God unless we are empty. Behold, I've given you power. What you going to do with the power that God has already given you? He said, ask anything in my name, and I shall do it. Come on. Nothing shall be denied, says the Lord. Again, what you going to do with the power that God has already given? Don't keep asking him for more power when you're not using the power that he already gave you. Come on, somebody. Exercise. Use the power that he already gave us. The what? Through the love, through the wisdom. We all need wisdom. And that means make the right choice of decision. Amen. Spirit of understanding. We need understanding. Amen. And we need spirit of direction. We need spirit of knowledge. We need the spirit of God. We need the power to represent him. The spirit of counsel. We must get wise counseling. You can't let everybody counsel you. Kingdom women, kingdom men of God. In my closing, Pastor E. Jesus saying tonight, I've given Women's Night Network. I've given Man Up Network. What you going to do with the power that he said, I'm giving it to you? It's a free gift. Take it. But then he said, I'll give you the power. What you going to do with the power that I've given you? What you going to do? Come on. What you going to do with the power I've given you? Now, you can't be worried about no snakes. I know what I said. People say I'm scared of snakes. I'm scared of snakes. But what kind of my driveway? I'm going to get me a hoe. I'm going to get me a shovel. I'm going to beat it. I'm going at the head first. I'm going to get the head. And when I'm beating him, I'm going to say, you devil, you crossed my territory. You crossed my path. Came in my driveway. You want to work him. And I'm going to be beating him and talking to him at the same time. See, I ain't afraid of no snakes. If I see that joker, oh. He better, I'm going to go to my garage, getting a hold of shovel, and I'm going to beat him. I'm going at the head first. Because you got to get the head. Don't be cutting the bite and the tail, because the head started moving. You better get that head first. When you get that head, that's it. So tonight, Jesus saying, behold, I've given you power. what you're going to do with the power that Jesus has given you and me. The power he gave me, I'm using it, authority. I'm picking dominion. I'm speaking things to exist. I'm calling that thing, know that I thought it was. Come on. That's why I got what I got, because I fought with power and faith, and I believe and I trust God. That's why I'm healed by the power in me. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, lay hands on your own self. See, you can't heal nobody till you lay hands heal your own self first. In my closing, my kingdom family tonight, behold, Jesus saying, I've given you power. What you going to do? You got keys to the kingdom. You going to turn the keys, hold the keys in your hand, or just look at the keys? He's giving us access to the kingdom of God. We are joint access with the Father. We Abraham's seed. We Abraham's daughter, Abraham's son, Abraham, man of faith, men in nature. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, behold, I've given you power. What you going to do with the power I already give you? Don't ask for no more power till you use, exercise, utilize what he has given you. And Pastor E, it's in your hand this time, man of God. I am done. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In your hand, Pastor E. Amen. Praise your God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still alive? Hello, Pastor E.
Prophetess Lisa, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Look, I'm just sitting here speaking through the microphone, and evidently something must have happened to mess that up. But what I was saying was is that you're always trying to act like you're done and you're getting, you know, you finished with the broadcast when, no, you're not. We're going to let you deal with those that come and dial one. But we just wanted to say, as a family, as a network, as covenant with you, thank you.
Amen.
You've done
above
and beyond what would be expected of anyone. And it's just not an opportunity for me to allow women to speak. This is an opportunity for me to let the platform be for anyone that needs to be heard. But to take what God has given you and to move with it in excellence, he's pleased with you, and so are we. We thank God for you. We look forward to the crossover and also 2021. And you continue what God has done for you and what you continue to do here on this network. January, we're going to be having some meetings with you guys individually or maybe shifting a couple of things and inviting some people into your broadcast that you're ministering to that could be more useful to you and being a little bit more creative. But we're thankful for you.
Amen. I'm thankful too. Amen.
And you are not the same.
Amen.
You have been changed, rearranged.
Amen.
Transformed.
Amen.
Because as we sit at the table and you feed us, we see the meal is getting better. It's getting more. It used to be fish and then with the chicken. Now we're getting some steak. Now some people might not look like steak. It may be fish to you, but it's still good eating. And we just thank you so much.
Amen. It's a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Terry, come on in. Anybody else want to get in this conversation? Just to, you know. Well, first of all, you may be out there saying, I got a word that I need to know more about this Jesus you're talking about. You dial one right now, we'll shut up everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you may be out there also supporting the prophetess tonight and want, you might need a word that are speaking to your life. Or you just may just want to say,
high five, congratulations on what God is doing and what he is showing you through her. Dial one now. We'll invite anyone in at this time. Minister Terry, come on in.
Praise God, saints. Good evening, my beautiful family. Prophetess Lisa, Pastor, and all the listeners on board. My sis, I'm over here ecstatic. You said the power of God, the Holy Spirit. My God, you know, that's something we just have to utilize. The Holy Spirit, he left us the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to leave you that helper. My God, Prophetess Lisa, you know, I'm on, you know, and I always say I'm on every night with our broadcast, with our team, with our family, because, you know, we know our faith grows by hearing the word of God. So I get on, and like you said, you got to be selective in who you listen to in the word of God. But as you were speaking and as everyone speaks, I'm going to open his word and go to his word because, you know, I like for him to give me confirmation. But I love what you said, my sister. Sometimes we can be in prayer with him and we get up too soon.
Come on.
And sometimes we can go in prayer with him and we run in her mouth when we just need to listen and let him speak to our hearts, because I know, you know, I thank you for each and every third Thursday you come on and every time you come on and share the word, because it feeds me, it feeds my spirit, it feeds my faith. And, you know, that's what we're for. That's what we are as family. Praise God for you, my sister, and I love you. And you got to ask me if I'm on. I'm going to be on. If it's God's will, you know I'm going to be on. So praise God.
Amen.
I love you, my sister. Praise God, Pastor E. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. We got a couple more minutes to give you an opportunity to say something. If not, we're going to have the prophetess pray us out of here, and we are going to enjoy the rest of our evening. Don't forget the crossover revival starting on December 31st, 9 p.m. Pacific, which is midnight Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, and 9 on the Pacific time. Then 24 hours straight of nonstop preaching. I've been a part of it, and I've seen God do marvelous and miraculous things. We want you to be a part of it, too. In Jesus' name. Amen. Area code 334, last 45215. Welcome in to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Area code 334-5215. You're live. And don't get shamed if you forgot your number, because I was talking to someone the other day, Prophetess Lisa. I said, I remember when I was a kid, somebody said, what's Robert's number? 299-0204. Ask me somebody's number now. I got to grab my phone.
No, I'm the same.
Am I the only one?
No, me too. All I know is it's my daughter's number by heart and my son-in-law's number. I know that. But I got to use his number.
I know the Blog Talk Radio number quicker than I know my own.
Me too. Oh, yeah, and I know that one. I got that one down pat now. Me too, Kelsey.
Amen.
You guys don't
amen,
call
amen.
Yourself. That's what it is. You don't phone yourself. We call this broadcast.
Amen.
But you know what, though, family? I still remember our phone number from Compton, 6391916. I mean, you know, that it was 213, then it switched to 310, but it's always been the same. So some things stick to you, like the word of God sticks to you. The word of God convicts you. The word of God changes you. Hallelujah.
I'll always remember that number to my mama.
Yes, that's that emergency.
213-638-2315.
Oh, yeah. See,
I know how to call my mama.
Now
I'm using a heavenly line to call her.
But, you know,
but believe me, that was one number I'm going to always remember.
You have to have an emergency number you know by heart, like you know your Social Security number. You got to know that number. Because you may not have access to that cell phone. Amen. Call on me.
I got to do much better.
Amen.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good evening, woman of God. Come on in. Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Well, good evening. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm having some kind of problem with my phone. But good evening, Prophetess Lisa. How are you?
I'm great, wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm blessed on purpose. Amen. But look, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you preaching, teaching, talking about after that you received the Holy Ghost, you came from Acts 1 and 8. And I love
yes,
it. Ma'am. After that. You say after that, not before, but after that, the Holy Ghost have come. After that, the Holy Ghost have come upon us. Then we shall receive what? Power. Let me say this. We need that power, and we need it. We need it down here. Because once you get to heaven, you don't need the power. We need the power down here. You know why? So our work could be effective. We need the power so our work could be effective. Without the power, our work is not effective. And when I first got saved and received the calling of the Holy Ghost, I wanted everybody saved. I wanted everybody filled with the Holy Ghost. I wanted everybody to have this power that I have. And I love when you came from Luke 10 and 19, where Jesus said, behold, behold, I give unto you power, power to tread on serpent and scorpion. And then you say, all the power of the enemy. We can walk and travel all over the devil, Prophetess Lisa. And when you said that about you are afraid of snakes, I don't even want to see a snake on television. I cut it off. I close my eyes, tell it to go off. Let me say something. You said you'll get a hoe, you'll get a shovel, and first you got to get the head. And that is so true. You got to get the head first. After you get the head, it's done. Use your authority. Use your power. Use it. You have brought an awesome word tonight on the power of the Holy Ghost. And I tell people all the time, we need Jesus. We need the power. We need that fire burning on the inside of us. We need it. And Sister Prophetess Lisa, you keep doing what you did tonight. Holy Ghost. Anybody out there know you don't have the Holy Ghost and you don't have the power. You remember when John said he baptized with water for repentance. But one is coming after me. They're going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He was talking about Jesus. And I thank you tonight for this awesome word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Holy Ghost and power. We could talk about that all the time. Because let me tell you something.
Amen.
There's something
Look,
about
that's a
in
show,
the church.
That's a show. Hey, that's a show all by itself. We'll be
yes,
here
it
all
is.
Night with that. We got about three more callers we want to get in there. But I know that if I let you go on Holy Ghost, I might be here till 10 o'clock tonight. I hear that fire going right now. I'll be like, oh, no, wait a minute, Shabbat. Oh, no, no. Nuh-uh, we'll be in a Holy Ghost
okay.
season, y'all. Y'all better watch out.
Yes,
Yeti.
All right, man, guys. I'm through. Good night, Lisa. Prophetess Lisa.
Thank you. Thank
bless you.
Love
bless you
so much.
Bless you, Evangelist. We love you.
Bless you too, man of God.
Minister
Woo,
Rhonda,
Jesus.
You are live on Women Speak Now.
Good evening, family. I just wanted to say thank you. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just wanted to say I appreciate you being obedient, Prophet Lisa, tonight. I needed
thank
that
you.
Word, and it has blessed me in a way that I'm just so thankful. And I just want to tell you I support you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Hold on. Wait a minute. 1 second. Where's it at? Y'all gonna say Pastor, he's crazy. Yes, I am. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Watch this. We want to celebrate Minister Rhonda. That is her first time in over 5 years dialing one. Somebody ought to take off running for her right now.
Pastor, she was on before. She was on before, Minister Rhonda. Rhonda?
Yes, I have been. But
yes,
praise
God.
It's hard for me to do.
Praise God. It's good.
It ain't nothing wrong with celebrating the team and people that support us. Come on. Put your hands together again.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. That was Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm doing that because there are a lot of people that I know are on this broadcast that never still dial one. And it's just so easy. It's so simple. It's nobody watching. But for some reason, there's this fear. We want to get rid of that fear.
Yeah.
This broadcast is there for you. If you got a word, if you got a prayer, if you got a request, this is where you need to let it go. We pray up in here. We believe up in here. And we stand on the word of God up in here that it will not return void, but it will accomplish all that it was intended to. My God.
Prophet Lisa, she gave out the scripture tonight on 2 Timothy 1:7 because, you know, Prophet Lisa and everybody on board, you know, it was a long time before I pushed one. I was a listener until, like you said, the Holy Ghost, when he moves in you, he'll tell you, like he told Minister Rhonda right now, to push one. She's been on before, but it's been a while, but he'll tell you. And you said it, Prophet Lisa, he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And all of those work together. Glory be to God. Praise God for you guys.
Okay, so I'm going to try this number again. Area code 334, last four, 5215. You are live on Women Speak Now. Come on in.
What
right, dial one on your phone. You might have yourself muted.
I told her to dial one.
Well, I got her on the board. Her phone number is 334, and I don't like giving away the middle three. The last four are 5215. She's live right now. And I can hear her saying something. It's just like the other night when Pastor Valores was trying to talk. I can hear a vagueness through my speaker, but I just can't hear her. And we want to let her know it wasn't on our behalf. We want to hear from you. But for technical difficulty reasons, we're going to say go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God.
Okay. Thank you. Hello.
Thank you, Lord.
Could somebody say something?
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for everyone tonight, the one that came in. Even one that could not dial in, I greatly appreciate the support. Amen. We have to support each other. Love is what love does. Amen. Let us pray us out. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight, bound our head and humble heart. Father God, we come to say, Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for all your many benefits. We thank you for knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father God, we thank you for everyone to dial in tonight. We ask you to cover them tonight on the blood of Jesus, to watch over them, ask you to keep them in the name of Jesus. And Father God, till we meet again, we forever salute you, we praise you, we glorify, we magnify you tonight. And Father God, you get all the praise, you get all the glory, all the honor. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray this prayer in faith, knowing that you already heard us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all. I love you all.
More love. My life, say. That you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.